What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DJ S on KMOX. Happy Friday. Is it finally stopped out there?
I don't know.
For the most part?
No. Looks like it.
Good. I got a bone to pick with Dave Murray. He used the word dusting.
He did. He said it'd be about an inch, and then it was 2 inches, and it's been a little more than that.
Yeah, there's no dealing with him.
It's been more than that? No, I'm serious. Because I didn't notice it that much.
Sucking up to Dave Murray.
I'm just saying, when I did my driveway, it didn't feel like it was more than maybe an inch and a half.
Because your life is perfect in every way.
No,
that's
I'm
what
just
it is.
Saying. Maybe it was just different in different places.
We didn't get any snow in my house.
Maybe he was right, and maybe he was right by my house and wrong about here.
See?
I'm just trying to help
see,
Dave out.
See how it is?
Even contrarian on the weather.
Right? Oh, everything. Yeah. He'll contrary himself.
No, I'm not.
See? Mike, you look good today.
What, really?
The coat was good.
The
coat, shirt's
the glasses.
Good.
What he's really saying is the
off.
Other day.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Maria. Mike Kelly. Nice to meet you. Hey.
Nice to meet you.
You need to get out of here.
How you doing?
Yeah.
How you
doing?
All right. We'll let you guys be teammates then.
All right.
Okay. We're going to play Studio Feud. I was going to have boys and girls, but we'll do DGS and DGS
you said it
and
like
Jason.
Goyles.
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 Tells that story.
Yeah,
are you a boy or a girl?
Where are your bumps?
That's not what it is.
Wasn't it?
With bosoms.
He said bosoms.
Yeah,
oh, that's pretty forward
that's
for like
it,
a.
Yeah, that's what made it funny.
8-year-old
little
kid.
Guy. Yeah, I think he's younger than that.
Anyway, so we're playing Studio Feud, just like Family Feud. So why don't DGS, you guys go first,
right.
Just in case these guys need a little primer.
Okay.
No, that doesn't work. No, never mind. Rachel and Michael, you're up, and I'm going to give you the category, and you try to be first with an answer.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the question.
So you buzz in with your name.
Yeah, just buzz in, Michael. Mm-hmm. Name something associated with weddings.
Michael.
Yes.
Dresses.
It's number two, Rach.
How about cake?
It's number three.
Ooh.
Okay, so Michael, you and Maria are in charge. There are three left. You can try to run them, or you can send it to them and bank on them missing it.
Give it to them.
Okay. DGS, name something associated with weddings.
Rings.
Good one. Good answer.
Yeah.
Two left.
Was that number one?
It was the last one.
Oh, wow.
How about a bride?
Number one answer.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there's only one left.
Reception.
No.
I'll say groom.
No.
Okay.
Oh, of course. Grooms always get left.
Two strikes.
Honeymoon.
Good answer.
Three strikes.
Oh.
There's one answer left. You guys can steal it.
Son of a gun.
If you don't, they get the point. Name something associated with weddings. So far, we have bride, wedding dress, cake, and rings.
Music or flowers.
Yeah.
You pick it.
Music.
Flowers.
Oh!
Well, you're fine. I know a lot about weddings.
Man.
Okay, Maria and Wheel, step up. Name a sport played with the ball.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Baseball.
Baseball's number three. Maria, you get to better him if you
Football.
Want.
Football.
There
Football is not on there.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Weird. So you guys control.
Oh, we should definitely try this.
Okay. I'll say basketball.
Yes.
How many are there total?
One, two, three left.
Soccer.
Number one answer. Two left.
Running out of sports over here. Let's see. Tennis.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Good call.
One left. Name Golf. A sport with a ball. Yes. Yes. Jeez.
Well done.
Man.
Sports.
Look at you guys.
Well done. I hope you have like 1960s jazz in there.
Yeah, no kidding.
What if we ran that one?
Come on, you should, man.
Name something associated with the big band.
Miles Davis.
You know, Rach and Kurt and I went to see her play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was
amazing.
So much fun.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And that sultry voice. And then she's got like 17 men all around her.
I didn't think of it that way. But
they all have instruments in their hand, but it's like Maria and her...
Just keep talking?
Yeah, a group of men.
Sure, with their instruments in their hands.
Is that what the band's called? Is it Maria and the Cohort?
Man, no, it's not.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, we're going to go see Maria and the men with the instruments in their hands. She's surrounded by them, and she's sultry. Man,
if I blushed, I'd be red right now.
Okay, so Rachel.
Yeah.
Name something you might do on a first date.
Michael.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Sorry, brother.
Wow,
not
you just jump right to the front.
Yeah.
Jeez. Jeez. How about go to a movie, Dave?
Go to movies on there, and you control.
All right, what do you think? Pass it or keep it?
Let's pass.
Okay.
Yeah, it's given Michael's first answer.
Maria.
Dinner.
Number one answer.
Good answer.
Not kissing.
Michael's like, then everything else is off the list now.
Let's see, three answers.
Three answers left, and we've already had, what did you say?
Restaurant.
Say movie.
And a movie.
Restaurant, movie. Well.
You're out.
Go see Maria and her boy play the band.
Oh, it's it. Maria and the boy band.
They really do
flowers.
No
flowers.
What can you do?
That's for the wedding. That's flowers. Not for the first date.
Man, go to
Maria,
a baseball game.
What else would we do on a date?
Go to a baseball game.
Wait a minute. Kissing's not on there, but movie and holding hands.
Dinner and a movie's
Dave.
On there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, two strikes. Holding hands?
Holding hands.
Three strikes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did the people do on these dates?
All right.
You're about to find out.
You can tell how many dates we've been on.
Talk.
Pick someone up from their house.
Mm.
But that might be a little abstract
for the game. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm tapped.
Let's say talking.
Yeah, sure. Talk.
Getting to know each other.
They talk.
Not going to give it to you. That's 1 point for you guys. Go for a walk. Go to a coffee shop or go to an amusement park.
Amusement park?
Yes, where you can kiss.
Yeah, it's going to be like,
I was going to say miniature golf.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I don't think people were being truthful in their answers.
I don't think they were either.
Yeah, they're all kissing.
Hey, honey.
Mike's like, they just
go
straight
to the
kissing.
Can I pick you up and we'll go out for a walk?
Look.
Yeah. Dinner and a movie and some kissing. That's the first date.
Maria and Kevin.
Okay.
Name a reason people might call in sick to work.
Wheeler.
Yep.
They have the flu.
Number one answer. I will tell you, in fairness, there are other maladies. So just because he said flu, you can say other kinds of sicknesses.
Okay. What do you think? Keep or give it to him?
Let's keep.
Okay.
They're hungover, Dave.
Oh, gosh. Good one. No, but I'm going to give you headache. So I'll give you headache. Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. So we got the flu and we got the headache. Sore throat.
No, but I'm going to give you cold.
Okay.
Because it's all
the same
thing. It's all tied up. Yeah.
How about it's the day after the Super Bowl?
Strike number one.
Really good one. Why the reasons people call and work? They hate their boss.
Strike number two.
Dang it.
People call. Can I hear the ones we've already said?
Flu, cold, and headache, sore throat. You got it. Is it flowers?
You know, they're interfering.
Kissing.
They're getting in your kitchen, aren't they?
Let's see. They have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. I wish I could give you that one. Nope.
I don't know.
Okay. Two left.
Reason,
you guys can steal.
Well, go ahead.
Talk it out.
Their car's broken down.
Well, okay. Or their kids are sick.
Or their kids are sick.
Well, we got to pick one.
All right. You pick.
car broke down.
Sorry. Stomach ache. Wait a minute.
Stomach ache.
Wait a minute. I gave them to, I will give you family emergency. So I think that's fair. Regular doesn't.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Good. I'm glad.
All right. Good.
See?
Yeah, you can be nice and non-confrontational.
Non-contrarian.
We're still going to lose our tails.
I can agree
here.
Once in a while.
I'm going to take you out and kiss you like you've known. Who's up?
I think me and Michael.
Okay. Name something people take on a picnic.
Rachel. Michael.
Kisses.
Ty goes to Rachel.
A picnic basket. Come on. Yeah. It's not on there?
No.
How can that not be
wow.
on there?
Yeah.
A bottle of wine.
I'll give you drinks. Okay. You guys control. You want it?
What do you want to do? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's have
there
fun.
There are four left. Things that you take on a picnic.
Go ahead.
Food.
Sandwiches. Now, there's one more kind of food on there. I'll tell you that.
Blanket, Dave.
Number one answer.
Nice.
Thank you.
Fried chicken.
Don't touch Michael.
Sorry.
It's okay. We have a no-touching policy in the DGS.
Sorry.
I know how KMOX is. You guys are constantly touching each other out there, so.
That's how we keep
every time I walk by Sean Malone, he's like,
That's how we keep saying in the newsroom. We touch each other.
So there's how many left?
Two.
To us to pick?
Yep.
So it's probably some type of sweet or candy, chocolate type thing, right? There's got to be like that, candy or
You're not
dessert.
Allowed to talk about these.
Oh, we can't? No. Candy or dessert, Dave?
No, sir. Sorry, okay. Two strikes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if we have the sandwiches, that would entail a loaf of bread.
Probably.
Okay.
Usually for me.
Just bologna and between two donuts. I don't know. We can't discuss it.
Right.
Flowers.
Flowers, did you say? Flowers. Flowers and kisses.
How drunk are you? Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
I told you. I'm bad at these games.
You did tell me.
A picnic.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Nope. You guys going to steal?
I mean, we have to try, right?
Two left.
Part of the rules.
Wheels, the only thing I can think of is ants, even though you're not bringing that on the picnic. But that might be like a smart aleck answer.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. I was only thinking like maybe plates or napkins or something along those
let's
lines.
Let's do that. Let's
Which
do
one?
That. Yeah. Let's do the like cutlery and plates and stuff.
Plates and napkins.
Need you to pick.
Plates.
Napkins.
Oh, dang it!
Are you kidding me?
Dang it.
3-2. Let's do one more round for the whole schmear. This is pretty easy.
Wait,
is it Rachel? Kevin and Maria.
Kevin and Maria. Okay.
What? The newsroom's calling me. Excuse me.
I got to go touch somebody. Name a popular pizza topping.
Wheeler.
Sure.
Pepperonis.
Number one.
Let's I'll play.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Wow.
Peppers.
One strike.
Dang it. I hate them, but they're always on there.
Mushrooms.
Ooh, how many more?
Two left.
Anchovies.
You're weird. Nope, strike.
onions.
Oh, good call. Dang it, I'm going to ruin it right now.
One left.
Oh, cheese doesn't count. I can't say that. I'm going to say cheese.
Oh! Oh, that was so close.
I wouldn't have said it either. Yeah.
I think I gave it away because knowing that was the answer, I was like,
I know. I was looking at you so closely. I'm like, you might betray.
Someone touch me?
Were you going to go on a picnic or a date?
Yeah, let's. Come on.
DGS and KMOX. Man, I'm tired from Studio Feud. I think I pulled something. That was rough.
Yeah.
Competitive.
I wouldn't have guessed cheese. I was thinking the answer was going to be pineapple, something weird.
Yeah.
That would
you
be
a pineapple
good too,
guy?
Though, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not on a pizza, you.
What's your pizza?
Pepperoni and green olive.
Wow.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Bartolino's, y'all familiar?
Sure.
Yeah, they have
I had it
pizza.
Delivered last night because we were watching the Notre Dame game, and I love it. Something about that saltiness of the green olive with the pepperoni. And
I wish I liked olives. It's one of the things I don't like.
Really?
No, can't stand them.
Mm-hmm. No.
the kalamatas, like the, in the Greek salad, I can stomach a little bit, but green ones just can't do it. Right. But I love like olive trees and the history of it. And when people are into olives, I think it's cool because I'm a dork. But
right,
yeah.
King, you can't taste the olive oil. Like you don't mind olive oil.
No, that's fine.
No, that doesn't taste like the olives somehow.
I find black olives taste like nothing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I feel like I'm just, it's almost like celery, but a little mushier, you know, in the sense that there's not much taste to it.
Man, COVID so screwed me on that salt thing because I used to love pepperoni pizza, and now it's too salty.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Even if it's just on a pizza, I can't even pick it off.
The thing that I have a trouble with, that and I can deal with it, I'm not a pain in the neck to people, but... truffle.
Mm.
I can't stand the smell of truffle. It smells like body odor.
You're running in a higher class crowd than us.
I'm like, who puts that on a pizza?
No, not on pizza. I'm just saying in general, that smell.
I got you.
So you get truffle fries and all that stuff. It smells like body odor to me. So it doesn't, but people go nuts for it.
Oh,
then you
sure.
go to the expensive restaurants and can I put some truffle? I'm like, no, get it away.
I was at Annie Gunn's, or it could have been Truffles. John Kane, my buddy, the sommelier, was like, you want some truffles? And they made me about a cereal bowl size of white pasta with truffles.
Wow.
And I think it was like $80.
Wow.
But it was my only time of really having real black truffles shaved off and stuff. I liked it, but I understand why someone wouldn't. Kind of smells like a closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smells like the inside of a cab in New York.
Almost smells like it grew underground.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's essentially a fungus, right? A fungi.
Are we growing them now? I mean, like pigs and dogs, not finding them, we're actually like...
I got to believe there's some manufacturing because there's a lot of demand worldwide.
That's cool, though. The old school way, pigs rooting them out. And some of them are worth like thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see one tuna in Japan just went for $2.5 million?
It was a big tuna.
One tuna.
It was, what was it, like 600 pounds?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine who can't do cilantro.
Yeah, it tastes like soap.
Yeah. They said it tastes like dish soap in their mouth.
That's a thing.
It's a genetic thing.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what the truffle thing is.
Could be.
I can smell it from a mile away. Ugh, nasty.
I'm like that. That's me with anything. If I smell mushrooms, I'm just immediately...
Mushrooms?
Yeah,
smell?
Oh, if you cook them, they have a horrible smell.
Really?
Isn't that
but, I mean,
weird?
Other people like them. Yeah, other people like it. Yeah, I can't take it.
Rach, what's your pizza?
Ooh, my ultimate pizza is bacon, mushroom, and onion, probably.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Good one.
Except Andrew?
Put those damn mushrooms on there.
Gotta do generally like a meat lover's. I as much meat as you can fit on there. Primarily sausage, bacon. I like chicken on there. Pepperonis tend to go lower on the list. I do like them, but they're just grease traps. You know what I mean? Like they're just traps for the grease and the oil. Rather have some nice.
A lot of DGS fans are gonna get pizza tonight.
Yeah,
based on this conversation.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. Guys talked about Taco Bell, whatever it is.
Yep, got to go get some burritos.
Have a great weekend, Mike.
See you guys.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Happy Friday to you. So, Michael Kelly's happy about the snow. He thinks it's beautiful. He's bought some new snow boots, been walking in Forest Park. I think a lot of us are kind of over it, especially the way the roads and the side roads and the exits and the entrances have been in St. Louis. Dave, are we past this round of snow?
Yeah, there's still a little light snow, still some snow flurries here for the next couple of hours, especially downtown south and east, but very limited at this point. It's winding down very quickly.
What do we end up with in general?
In general, about 2, some spots 3 inches. You work your way south, especially southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, 5, 6, even some 7-inch spots.
How much melting could we get over the weekend?
Lots.
Good.
Oh, good. Lots.
Get it gone.
Yeah. There'll be a couple of hours on Saturday. We're above freezing. That will help. It'll refreeze at night. And then on Sunday, a few degrees warmer. And then we get colder for a couple of days. However, Thursday and Friday of next week, there are some signs we could be in the upper 40s. For temperatures. That'll get rid of a lot of stuff.
Isn't it crazy that we do this every year? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Where it's like, and everyone gets it. It's just so relative that if it were 85 and you threw a 45 degree day, you're like, holy hell. But now that just sounds balmy.
I guess. Yes.
So do you want to do a full forecast, or have we kind of done it talking back and forth?
Yeah, let me just Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, 34, 26 Saturday night, partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, 37 degrees, 20 degrees Sunday night. Monday, it's kind of sunny and cold on Monday. We will have a cool front come through midday on Sunday, 28 degrees. And then cold on Tuesday and Wednesday, warmer Thursday and Friday. Full moon coming up on Monday. It's known as the full wolf moon.
Are there full moons?
Yeah, I'm not trying Master to be, of Wolves
not
is happy.
Trying to be funny. Are there full moons without names?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta name them all.
Gotta name them all.
Yeah, what though? I am pushing Congress for the no moon Dave Glover moon.
Hey, I like that. Where the hell is the moon? Where did the moon go?
I'm looking forward
when you're
to the
simply
wolf
confused
moon, man.
And you can't find the moon.
This moon's called the absent moon.
I wish I could say I was drunk or high or both, but I wasn't. It was like a normal night where I couldn't find the damn moon.
Dave's looking all around the ground like, where is it?
Can you believe that? Like,
I checked the fridge. I checked under the bed. I looked everywhere.
If I die before you guys, you have to tell that story at my funeral, because I literally Googled where is the moon.
I'm there. I will tell that story.
And the results were like, in the sky, idiot? Like, I mean, like, why do you want us to tell you? How much more can we give?
Look up, and there you shall find the moon.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So two victims injured in the July assassination attempt against President-elect Donald Trump, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, will be attending the 47th president's inauguration on January 20th in Washington, D.C. They expressed gratitude for the invitation and praised Trump for treating them like family. The victims have been in communication with the incoming administration and are planning to seek accountability for the incident. I think that's kind of cool that they get to come to the inauguration.
I do, too. I wonder what accountability looks like.
I mean, I don't know. I personally find it very odd that shooter was able to be up on that roof. I don't know if you
sue the government,
the FBI,
right.
The government, who's going to be held to account.
Do you guys think it's weird? And this is not a conspiracy thing. It's just kind of odd that we know everything about the United shooter and the guy that ran over the people in New Orleans, but nothing about either of the attempted assassinations against the president?
Yeah, and you wonder if that's just because it had a president involved, so everything's under lock and key,
maybe.
Or if it is more intentional, like, they just don't need to know that.
Which
I
can understand, like, if they said, well, we don't want to give them attention because someone else might try it, good. Let's do
that
with school
all
shooters.
Of them, yes.
Yeah, but the problem is it spawns people creating their own theories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not helpful. That actually does make things worse, because people are just making stuff up.
Good point. Okay, so political content is going to be pushed on all Instagram and Threads users, including from people they do not follow. Meta has announced this. The firm says it's part of its reorientation towards free expression, a move that saw it ditch fact checkers on Tuesday. We haven't talked about this too much
on
the show.
No, we haven't at all.
But it's a real U-turn, because previously they said, okay, we're not going to push you political news. In fact, we're going to suppress political. You have the option to go in and suppress political news if you don't want to hear it. Now it's, even if you don't follow these people, it's still going to be pushed on you, which I find to be very interesting.
Walk me through, on my level of understanding, the fact-checking thing, please.
Okay, so starting from scratch here, from what I can, there are certain things. They said the fact checking didn't work. Like, there were times where the fact checkers were getting things wrong. So now they're just completely rolling that back. Mm. I'm sure I'm leaving stuff out, but go ahead, Wheels.
No, I say they were calling it censorship. They were saying that they shouldn't. The fact that something is not factual doesn't mean it shouldn't be seen, because free speech. Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's and they farmed that out. Right. So they farmed out fact checking to different groups.
Yes.
And, you know, now they're just going to go to community notes like you have on Twitter, where people can comment on it and say, hey, this is not true. This is, you know, a mistake. This is pictures from 100 years ago, not from last week.
What do you think?
You know, I don't mind the community notes on X. I actually appreciate it a lot of the time.
Does everything have a note on it now?
Not everything, but if there is something that's just straight up false, like oftentimes you'll see a community note, and a lot of times the community note is like basically owning the post of like, yeah, this is totally wrong. The thing that's suspect about it to me is Zuckerberg. I feel like he gets away with a lot compared to like a Bezos or Elon Musk. He just kind of flies under the radar a lot of times, but he's making the fact checkers seem like they were like evil and they were taking down people's posts. Well, they never took, from what I understand, they never took down a single post. You might've gotten flagged. You might've been sent for review, but they didn't have the power to go into Facebook or Instagram and take something down. That was still left up to the Facebook team, but Zuckerberg is making it sound like they were crossing lines and doing things like that. So that's the part that really doesn't sit right with me in all of this.
Yeah, and also censorship is really when the government says you can and can't use this, or that you're right, not allowed to say this. Private companies can do whatever they want. They can do what they're doing now. They can use restrictions, but it's not about some grandiose idea. It's not about an ideology. It's not about censorship. Just like it's not about free speech when a company fires someone for saying something stupid or something that just harms their business, just gets them bad PR. Those are not the same things. You are not constitutionally protected from your employer or from a private business telling you, no, you can't say that, or no, you can't do that.
And the thing that drives me crazy about it is, you're right, Wheels, these private businesses can do whatever they want. And I wish Zuckerberg had the gumption to just come out and say like, hey, I want to be on Trump's good side, because that's really what it's coming, what it's looking like. Just like in 2020, I want to be on Biden's good side because I'm going to take all these steps to take down certain posts that the right is doing. And, you know, we want to, like, he's just kind of hedging.
Playing
and like
sides.
Whoever's in power is who he's trying to appease. That's what it feels like to me. Yeah. I could be totally wrong, but that's what it looks like.
Part of the problem with the community notes structure is that by the time someone has placed a note on there, that countless thousands, if not millions of people have seen it, and it's the horse is out of the barn. So if it is false, like we've seen with the use of some of these pictures, you'll see that there will be a photo like that little girl in the hurricane. You know, people will send that around. By the time you put a community note on there saying, hey, that's an AI photo, it's not even real, people have already sent it. They've already moved on to the next day. Not going to see the correction. They're not going to see that. There's no perfect way, though. And again, these are private businesses. They can do what they want. And we can all leave them if we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't leave them, then, you know, it's our thing.
All right. The TikTok ban might be coming soon. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments as the ByteDance deadline looms. They face a potential shutdown by January 19th unless this law is struck down or delayed, with concerns raised about free speech violations and data privacy issues. So the Supreme Court is working on it now. We'll know soon if we still have TikTok or not.
How's it hit you?
I think we'll probably keep TikTok if I had to guess, but that's based on nothing. That's just based on I've never seen them take anything big like this mm-hmm. away before, so mm-hmm. but I mean, whatever, it's 2025, anything could happen.
Can you prove your case?
Right, the good point, Wheels.
I've been asking this since the beginning. Where is your evidence that something bad is happening? If you could present that to us, I think we would all be like, all right, you know, that's pretty bad what they're doing there. But we're not hearing that. We're just hearing, like, you know, broad arguments that don't get into the details of what's really the problem.
Yeah.
Because it makes it look like they just don't like not having control over it.
Alec Baldwin is suing the New Mexico prosecutors who were involved in his Rust trial. The lawsuit alleges deprivation of rights, abuse of process, intentional spoliation of evidence, defamation, and violation of civil rights. Baldwin's case was dismissed due to prosecutors failing to turn over crucial evidence to his defense counsel.
Sometimes people don't know when to leave it alone.
Yeah.
You killed someone. Yes.
I was just thinking the same thing. Like, all right, you're done with it. Let it go.
You killed someone.
Yeah.
I personally, from what I've heard, don't think it was your fault.
Right.
Or at least not your fault alone. But dude, someone is dead because you had a gun in your hands and fired a bullet into their stomach. Maybe you weren't treated right. Maybe you weren't even treated fairly. But this is one of those, if it were me, I'd be like, I'm going to leave this alone.
Yeah.
Maybe stop reminding people that that happened.
That it happened, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Man, John Fetterman, I just can't quite put my finger on this guy. He could possibly be visiting Mar-a-Lago soon. He would be the first Democratic senator, the first sitting Democratic senator to do so if he did. He tells CBS News, look, Trump's the president, or he will be officially, and I think it's pretty reasonable that if the president would like to have a conversation or invite someone to have a conversation, to have it. No one is my gatekeeper. He says that to other Democrats who might be critical of his visit to Mar-a-Lago.
You know I don't like Trump, but I agree with what he's saying. If Trump is the president and the president... Now, I think Scarborough's a punk when he went running with his tail between his legs on day one. But if you're a sitting U.S. senator and the president invites you, I think you go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but you shouldn't, regardless of who you are, whether you're... Republican that's bad mouth Biden or a Democrat that's bad mouth Trump, you shouldn't back off of any of those things just because you're meeting that
person. You should hold your line.
If you have said things about them that you believed, you should not pretend that you didn't say them or cover it up or whatever. I mean, if you ripped Biden and you still met with him, that's fine. Trump did.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if that's the example that I'm talking about, you can still do those things, but you don't. But just don't back down and be like, I was wrong about that.
Rach, CNN says U.S. Supreme Court signals it will uphold TikTok ban.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's surprising to me.
Me too.
It's really. I mean, I guess I just thought they wouldn't take that away from us, would they?
Like, man, there are going to be a lot of younger generation people that are going to lose a lot of faith in the government.
A lot of people losing money.
A lot of people losing money.
Well, but also like losing trust in the government, because here it is. Here's the, because the way they will see it, it doesn't have to be true to be true to them. They're going to see this as, see, the people having their own direct voice to one another is too dangerous and they don't want that, which is weird because you already have Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff.
Dave, have a great weekend.
You too, guys. You want some? I'm ever ready.
Dr. Love. That's all. 3:51, we have Bernie Miklas coming up at the top of the hour. Lots to talk about, especially football related. One of the new Star Wars movies in the works. Sorry.
We have Brad Young ready.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Brad. I forget about Brad. Jeez. I'm sorry, Brad Young.
Not a problem. You sound like my wife.
Yeah.
It's probably about me all the time.
Really familiar to you. Yeah. You're like, never mind. Okay. So, what was our top topic? I know I gave you like three or
sentencing.
Four. Yes, the sentencing of Donald Trump. I never did crim law. I don't understand it at all. As the bit I do understand is that he was found guilty. You're a felon, but there's no penalties. Is that about the sum of it?
That's it. But what I find interesting about the case that went up to the Supremes, I think they got it right. 5-4 in favor of allowing the sentencing to go forward because... The bulk of what was alleged to have occurred in this criminal case occurred before Trump was president. So I don't really see how the presidential immunity decision from the Supreme Court last summer would prevent the sentencing from going forward. But listen, the sentencing going forward, I know from a PR perspective, Trump thinks this is a bad thing because now he is a, quote, convicted felon, unquote. But actually, I think it's a good thing for him. Because this case is so riddled with errors. It is perhaps the most error-filled legal proceeding I have ever witnessed in my life in terms of the legal issues. I'm not talking about the personalities. I'm talking about the legal issues. You could have an entire criminal procedure class on this case, and it could last an entire semester at law school. So this allows the appeal to go forward. And I think even in New York, you're going to see the appeals court throw out this the convictions. Eventually, it may take a while.
So what does he have left? Just the fraud?
He does just have the fraud. The other cases have been dismissed. And he's got technically the case in Georgia hasn't been necessarily decided. But what the court in Georgia has decided is that Fannie Willis was definitely in a conflict of interest situation. And Dave, as you know from law school, if there's a conflict of interest, both attorneys have to go. It's not one or the other. Both have to go.
Yeah.
They reach the right decision. That's the classic example. It works that way every time. And so now that a different prosecutor will have to be appointed, I anticipate that second prosecutor will probably just dismiss the charges. So, yeah, the only real thing here is the civil case.
Brad, I'm going to spring one on you. We're just talking about the TikTok ban, and CNN's reporting that somehow the Supreme Court signaled that it's going to uphold the ban. What do you make of this?
Well, I read the entire transcript of the oral argument already. And I think it's and they did both sides. This is not a right versus left situation. And I predicted in advance that the Supremes would uphold the ban for this reason. And both Kagan and Thomas, when's the last time you saw those two on the same side of an issue? OK, but both of them are pointing out two things that I think are critically important. Number one, it's not really about the First Amendment. Because ByteDance, that owns TikTok, is a foreign company, and foreign companies don't have First Amendment rights in the United States. So it's not about that. And you say, well, what about all the users? What about all the users? Well, it's not about whether TikTok can continue to exist. It's about whether it can be owned by a Chinese company. And the justices made that point very clear. If this gets sold to a U.S. company, all those people get to use TikTok. So it's not about the content of their speech. It's about the ownership of the company. Secondly, there is a long historical precedent for this. Think about this. Radio stations. There's already federal laws in place that radio stations and newspapers cannot be owned by foreign entities unless it's approved by the State Department.
Good point.
That goes back 100 years for that type of precedent. So there is no First Amendment issue technically here. It's all about whether the federal government has the ability to tailor a law to prevent a foreign entity from owning a media company. That's the issue here. And I think the Supremes, if it's not a unanimous decision, I would say 7-2 might be the decision that comes out. And I think that's going to come out before Trump takes office in order to prevent Trump from doing something like negotiate a settlement or something. I think that I look for an opinion next week.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure.